Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the BSN Rams podcast presented by Canyon Bakehouse. Before we jump into the show, I want to tell you about the delicious, certified gluten-free breads, bagels, English muffins, and other baked goods that are made right here in Johnstown, Colorado. Canyon Bakehouse's gluten, dairy, nut, and soy-free products make it easy for families to enjoy the taste and texture of fresh bread so everyone can love bread again. Find them at any major grocery store in the freezer or fresh bread aisle, or purchase online and visit canyonglutenfree.com to grab a coupon.
Off a high screen, Dorian, kick to the corner, Fairano for three. It's good! What the foul!
And back to throw is the quarterback, and Hayward is sacked by Joey Porter.
Page takes it in, scores. J.D. Page.
Boy, Stevens lets it go, and there's your touchdown. Michael Gallup.
Got it down low. Hornung. Dunk! And here come the students.
Leading by 10. Here's Van Pelt. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Colorado State.
It's tough. You know, our kid's special, you know, special. Guy's knee hurting and he comes back out there. He's got a headset on. He's encouraging. I mean, he's a special kid. And, you know, he's made up of the right stuff.
You mentioned the offense. Just did you have to change play calling? Obviously, a game situation, you kind of still had to go for.
Yeah, we changed a few things, but we just could. It was hard for us to function and get in a formation and run a play. And, you know, I don't know what was going on. We got to figure that out. We got to get it corrected, especially if Colin's out next week.
Man, that's tough to listen to. That audio comes courtesy of CSURams.com. They obviously have all kinds of content from the game, great video stuff, great audio stuff. Check it out on YouTube, their social media, all that. Brohard's writing on the site. So audio courtesy of them. Man, I'm not going to lie. Today was pretty disappointing. Not because CSU lost. Honestly, I didn't think they were going to win this game. I thought that it would be competitive throughout, and it was really competitive for three quarters. It absolutely was. There were some people that took some shots on me on Twitter and said it wasn't competitive because they lost by three scores, how poor the defense played. But it was tied at 34 going into the fourth quarter. So I think that's an irrelevant argument. I think if you say that this game was not competitive, you're just flat out wrong. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. If you can watch a game like that and your only takeaway is that the defense got torched and you're you're only upset about that, then, like, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't watch football. I don't get it. I don't get how you can't appreciate, like, what the offense has done through the first couple of weeks. I don't understand how you can't appreciate Dante Wright, you know, Colin Hill, Marvin Kinsey, some of these guys. I don't get it, but that's neither here or there. Really, really disappointing to see Colin Hill go down again. This is a kid who he's battled from two torn ACLs already. He's going to have an MRI this weekend, but it didn't look good. It just, the way he went down, the way his knee flexed on the hit, and then how he immediately went to the ground a couple plays later, tried to stick it in there. He's an absolute grinder, so I'm not shocked that he tried to stick it out. But it couldn't have happened to a better kid. And I understand that this game is cruel. And, you know, it's like, from a journalistic standpoint, you're supposed to be like, you don't, it's just part of the game or whatever, but that's BS. I mean, everyone I know that covers Colin Hill has the exact same opinion about him. He is a phenomenal person. He's a great kid. He's obviously a talented quarterback, but just sheer from a human being standpoint, he is a great kid. Colin Nard actually tweeted out, you know, how his heart hurts because Colin Hill is one of the greatest people that he's had a chance to cover as a journalist. And I agree with those sentiments. I think Colin is as humble and of kind of an athlete as anyone I've ever been around. And it's just a shame, man. He was playing so well coming into the game. Top 10 nationally in passing yards, total passing yards through those first 2 weeks. Really just running the offense like a pro. It was kind of everything that the CSU fans had hoped since they'd been excited about him in 2016. And then, one dirty hit can take it all away. And I'm trying to, like, not make this whole podcast a rant about that being a dirty hit, but it was a dirty hit. It absolutely was a dirty hit. He came in uncontested, took two full steps, went low, took all his weight into his knee, and I just think it's ridiculous. He got flagged for roughing the passer, but, I mean, Colin Hill's career might be over. If he tore his ACL for a third time, there's a very real chance that his football career is over. And it infuriates me to see it happen on a Bush League play like that. I've never been, like, anti-Arkansas or anything like that, and I'm not even saying the player did it with malice in his heart or anything like that. It could have, look, it was not a clean play. That's all I'm going to say about it. It pissed me off. I'm still pissed off about it. Might derail the whole season. Might end a really great kid's career. Dirty hit. Really dirty hit, but we're going to move on. The offense, they struggled without Colin Hill. I know Patrick O'Brien was able to make that big throw to Dante Wright to tie the game at the end of the third quarter. That was great, and I was happy to see him make that play, especially just given how tough of a situation it was. You know, coming into a game like that, the heat of the moment, your entire offense, your entire team is shook. I mean, you just lost the leader. You haven't prepared with the ones all week. Now you're getting thrown into the fire. He made a play, so good for him. The fourth quarter was really rough. They struggled to even get, like, lined up, as Bobo talked about. He was constantly getting pressured. He didn't look comfortable in the pocket or progressing through his reads. Yeah, I don't know. I would imagine if they're without Colin Hill that both O'Brien and Justice McCoy will get playing time against Western Illinois. And if that's the case, then it might be a tough couple of weeks. I don't really know what to expect, to be honest. Colin Hill could be fine. It's possible that it'll just be swelling and not a big deal, and maybe he'll only miss a week, or maybe he won't miss anything. Like, that's very possible, but if he were to have, at the very minimum, missed this Toledo game, I don't know. I was pretty worried about CSU's chances in this Toledo game before they lost Colin Hill. Well, they haven't officially lost him yet, but... Oh, man. It's just... It sucks. It sucks a lot, because everything that I've already talked about, but... You know, O'Brien, he's a good athlete. He likes to run the football. I imagine if it's him, they're going to really try and center the offense around that. The rushing attack obviously looked phenomenal today. Marvin Kinsey, career high rushing yards, 75-yard run on the first series. Really just got everyone pumped, everyone stoked. It sure excited me. But this game was definitely the complete Marvin Kinsey experience. He ran incredibly hard, made good cuts, showed vision, was good in the open field, had a career high in rushing yards, multiple scores, all of that. But he also fumbled twice. He had a brutal drop. I don't even know how to describe Marvin Kinsey anymore, because I do think in terms of sheer running in the open field, vision, all that, he is the best running back on the team. Like, he is a playmaker. He is an absolute playmaker. But all of the mistakes, man, they add up, and it's getting frustrating. The Patrick Elsenbass, former CSU linebacker, he kind of put it best. You know, he tweeted, "I don't want to see your highlights. I want to see you hold on to the football." Marvin needs to figure it out, man, because Marcus McElroy is a good back. They've got a couple of other young guys as talented as Marvin is. If he doesn't cut down this fumble issue, they're not going to be able to give him the ball, you know, more than like 10 times a game, because as it currently stands, he's averaging one fumble per game. He's lost 3 fumbles in 3 games. Math, but yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm a little frustrated, a little flustered after this game. I'm just disappointed to see a good kid go down. This game is so cruel, man. Like, everything can end on one play. And like I said, like, he may be okay. It may just be swelling, and it could have all just been precautionary. And that's certainly what everybody's hoping for. But the way he went down, it didn't look good at all. It didn't look promising. And if they lost him, they're going to be in trouble. The final big key for this game, we're going to wrap it up here, is just that the defense has to get better. 2 of 3 games, they've been terrible. That's really the only way to put it. And I don't know what they need to do to fix it, because I honestly do think that this team has better athletes than some of the defenses of the last couple of years. I think on paper there is more talent. So what's the issue? I mean, they're getting torched. They're getting torched in the air. They're getting torched on the ground. The tackling has been poor. They've only forced one turnover. There's just not a lot to be excited about. I mean, the defensive line looked great against Western Illinois, but whoopty freaking do. I mean, you've given up 50 points to both D1 teams that you've faced. Now you're going to face really potent Toledo offense before facing Utah State, arguably one of the best offenses in the Mountain West. So if the defense doesn't get better, it's really not going to matter. None of this is going to matter. You can't give up 50 points a game and expect to win a whole lot of ball games. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not like campaigning for anyone to get fired or anything like that. There's a lot of people on Twitter that would like John Jancic to no longer be the defensive coordinator. And honestly, I understand your frustration. I'm not shaming you for being upset, because it hasn't been good. I just don't think there's any point of me railing down on something like that. I also, like, there are just so many things that could be going wrong. It may not be schematically, it could be the dudes, it could be effort. I don't know. So hopefully they figure it out. They have to, because it's been really bad. That's really the only way to describe it. The defense has been really poor. And it's disappointing, because, like I said, I do think that they have better athletes on paper. I think Tron Folsom, the guy that came in from Troy, is really good. I think a lot of the dudes they have on the defensive line have a lot of talent. Even some of the dudes in the secondary, I think, have some skill. I don't get what's going on. The biggest concern to me is the tackling, that play with the tight end today where he broke through, like, I don't know, six arm tackles. That might be like the most damning highlight of the last 5-6 years. I mean, just truly, truly awful. I know, like, what they were trying to do was hold him up and strip him. Okay, like, so at the beginning, I don't think necessarily they were trying to tackle him. That is a, you know, that's a thing they do a lot. You try and hold him up and strip him. You got multiple guys there. It's part of the reason you swarm. But it didn't work, obviously. Not even close. So, yeah, maybe just start with the basics and bring the guy to the ground next time, because you got to walk before you can run. And right now, CSU is struggling to crawl. So, it needs to get better. There are a lot of question marks moving forward, obviously. The biggest being the status of Colin Hill. If he's hurt, what can this team do? They still have a ton of talent at the skill positions, so, you know, it's not nuclear breakdown. This team can't win another game if they don't have Colin Hill. But the chances of making the postseason decrease significantly. He's the leader of the offense. He's been running it, as I said, just phenomenally. He's looked great throwing the football, getting the guys making good decisions. Just really, really unfortunate, really cruel. I hope that he is okay. Hope that Toby McBride is okay as well. He missed the game, as reported by Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan. He was in concussion protocol, so makes sense that he missed that game. I guess I should have known that, actually, because after when I tried to interview him on Wednesday and that request was denied, which usually means they're injured and or have a prior engagement, but I saw him there, so he probably got hurt at practice that day or maybe the day before and it was bothering him. So hopefully McBride is okay. He had looked really good in those first 2 weeks. They need him to be back because he's one of the few guys on defense that really has showed out from the start. They're going to need him moving forward. We will find out more about what's going to happen with this team in the next couple of days. Keep up with BSN Rams through it all. Shout out to everyone that subscribed. Enjoy your weekend, y'all.